You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by a true American patriot. A trailblazer, a pioneer of the industry. Aaron Ladd once told me that this person is the biggest inspiration in his career and someone who he aspires to be, a true professional. He is the editor-in-chief of the most popular Chiefs website on the entire interweb. He is a man of many passions. He is a man of many interests and just an overall swell guy. Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride joins us on the show today. Pete Sweeney, how you doing? How's today, man?
Long time no talk. You guys, Rob was telling me you guys wanted to talk about Knicks Sixers Game 3.
I'm not against talking about Knicks Six Game 3. I think you, me, and Rob might be the only three people listening that want to hear that conversation, but I'm always down to talk a little NBA.
Okay, we'll save that for off-air then. That's an off-air conversation.
Pete, how have you been, man? What have you been up to over the last couple of weeks? I mean, the only thing that's happened with the Chiefs is, I mean, their wide receiver is auditioning for Fast 11.
Yeah, not a ton going on when it comes to good news as of late. We got through the signings of Chris Jones and Hollywood Brown. I know people were very excited about that, bringing back the defensive line. There's been some tidbits here and there, but relatively quiet. I think the big one was Chris Jones, and not as exciting in Kansas City because it's one of your own. But, you know, when you get one of the better defensive tackles in the league under contract, it's a big deal, especially as I think you're seeing a trend in the NFL where defensive tackles are getting a little bit more respect. Like, if you really think about the amount of edge rushers there are in the league, there's a lot of dominant edge rushers, but there's only so many dominant defensive tackles, and especially with Aaron Donald retiring. You know, quietly, they made the biggest splash of the offseason. It just doesn't feel like that because he's been a member of the team.
No, it doesn't feel like that at all. And right now we're joined by Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride. A lot to get to. Haven't talked to Pete in a while. Pete, let's start with this. I mean, there's two glaring needs for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's wide receiver. It's left tackle. It's offensive line. With their first pick in the first round, what would you like to see them do?
Yeah, I think it's a big difference between what I would like to see them do and how it will actually play out here. I think ideally in a perfect world, if you know, the Chiefs were in Madden mode and they could trade up and do the exact deal they want, I think getting an alt at offensive tackle would probably be the best move to have for the foreseeable future. But of course, as we know, the NFL draft doesn't work that way. You know, I look back at last year, and as you kind of review the year that was, and we learn more and more as you get further and further away from the draft because the secrets, you know, become more revealed as time goes on and you see players in the league. The Chiefs were trying to trade up last year for a wide receiver. You know, we over time realized that was probably Zay Flowers. Didn't work out because nobody picked up the phone. And so that's a big part of it, where you have to have two to tango, and we'll see if the Chiefs can work a deal. But I think trading up for an offensive tackle would be ideal. I think someone like a Guyton from Oklahoma is a little bit more realistic. I think that's more in like that Trent McDuffie 21 to 31 range. I'd love to see them take an offensive tackle, but I wouldn't be surprised if we all go in and we think the Chiefs are going to go tackle or wide receiver for sure. And the way that the first round board plays out, the best value ends up being with their second tier needs, which to me, and according to Brett Veach, is cornerback and defensive line. I mean, I wouldn't rule that out either. I know that a lot of fans would be disappointed, but it seems like they have a really good head on their shoulders. They have had that for years. And if the value is at those positions, they may go in that direction instead.
Pete, if you're asking me like right now, who ideally would I like for them to take? I think Tyler Guyton has kind of turned into the answer for me. You know, over the last 2 years, I've been banging the drum for them to take wide receiver. I really like Jameson Williams a couple of years ago. I really like Jordan Addison and Zay Flowers last year as well. I still look at wide receiver as a need, but how I'm kind of looking at it is go get a guy like Tyler Guyton in round one, and then you give yourself the ability to pick up a wide receiver in that second round. And everybody who likes this draft class talks about how deep it is. And there's going to be one or two Pro Bowl caliber wide receivers that get taken in round two.
Yeah. I mean, I think when you think about tomorrow night and you're trying to guess, okay, how is it going to play out for the Chiefs? I just go back to last year, as I was describing, we know they tried to trade up, and then we found out they tried to trade down. And so if you're trying to predict what they'll do, I guess it's a little bit of a cop-out in a sense, but it's reality. I think they are wanting to move from that pick one way or another. It didn't work out last year because they couldn't get a partner to trade up, couldn't get a partner to trade down. Because Brett Veach has revealed to us in his pre-draft presser that the hot zone of this NFL draft is probably between like 20 to 50 in the second round. And what that means is that you have value of players that once you get to those 20s, it may be the same as they're rating these guys in the second round. So I wouldn't rule out a trade down either. So I'm trying to predict and really be accurate with what I think the Chiefs will do. It's move in some capacity if they can. But as we have also been finding out over these past few months, nobody wants to deal with the Chiefs. Like, nobody wants to help this team win another championship, because you'll have another 30 teams being like, why did you do that? And give them more of a good situation to repeat again as Super Bowl champion. So very intriguing when it comes to Kansas City. But I think once you get to that 18, 19, 20 range, if they really like a guy and he's still on the board, like a McDuffie was that year, I think they'll make a move up. But if it does get to them, don't be stunned if a team comes in at the last second and wants that pick to make sure they can get the fifth year option, so long as, again, they have a partner.
Right now, we're talking to Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride for a couple more minutes here, getting his thoughts on the NFL draft and what the Chiefs should potentially do. Pete, after wide receiver and left tackle, is there another position that you're really interested in? Like, this year for me, I would love for them to go get another running back. You've got Isaiah Pacheco. I don't think anybody wants the Chiefs to sign him to a long-term extension whenever his contract is up. So you got two more years of Pacheco, and he's been a guy who's been banged up. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not part of your long-term future either. Jerick McKinnon, I think we were on the tail end of his career. Getting another 1-2 kind of punch where you kind of have a David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs kind of situation, I'd be very much interested in if I'm the Chiefs. I really want them to pick up a running back in this draft class. Is there a position that you were very interested in?
Yeah, I think Kansas City will pick up a running back on, it'll either be day three or in the undrafted free agency class. I think they'd like to add a running back, but the way this goes, it's always ebbs and flows. Like, the running back class this year kind of stinks. So it would have to be the right situation, the right pick. Would have to be, again, I think more of a Saturday thing for Kansas City. But I think by the end of the weekend, whether it be a Saturday pick or an undrafted free agent, they will have another running back in the room that they like to compete with the LaMichael P. Ryans and the Denerick Princes of the world when you get to training camp. When it comes to the next position for me, it's cornerback, right? Like, you get rid of Legarius Sneed. He was such a good player for Kansas City. You know, now you're left with that room with Trent McDuffie leading the way. But I think you want to add another body there, because you're thinking about, okay, what does that room look like without Legarius Sneed? And I think Nazi Johnson becomes an important part of that. And this is a guy that'll be coming off an injury from last year in training camp. And then the other quarterback is probably going to be Joshua Williams or Jalen Watson. We're on year three of Dave Merritt, the defensive backs coach, essentially saying, like, we rotate them because no one has really seized the position in a way. So I think cornerback is a less talked about need for Kansas City. And that's why I look at the odds makers, right? Because you can bet every individual team. And I know that the top two positions for KC right now, when you look at that, is wide receiver, offensive lineman. Behind there is cornerback at plus 600, which I think is probably a little bit juicier than it should be for Kansas City with their first pick. And then behind that, it, you know, as a secondary position, is defensive line at like plus 2,000, something like that. And I think that's very possible. They've done a really good job, and they always do, of getting these positions and having guys that can play on day one as if the draft didn't exist. You know, is it the best option, like a Wanya Morris right now? No, but they could play with them. They did for four games last year. And so I think you give yourself four options of positions of need, first tier and second tier, different directions that they could go. And so I think for me, if I'm looking at position three that is of need, like I said, I think it's cornerback.
Pete, I asked this question to Rob earlier. Is there one of these wide receivers that you really like? Like, in an ideal world, I would love A.D. Mitchell. Like I like Tyler Guyton, but let's say that he's off the board and he just goes way higher than we think that he could potentially go. And A.D. Mitchell from Texas is sitting right there at 32. I think you got to take him. I like him more than I like Xavier Worthy. I like him more than I like Ladd McConkey. Is there a wide receiver in that second, third tier that you really like?
Yeah, for me, it's Worthy. You mentioned him. I think a big part of that is, you know, looking at what the Chiefs were able to do with Tyreek Hill and that speed. Like, when Tyreek Hill was drafted, he wasn't really the most polished player. I mean, he was a return guy to start, and they really were able to develop him and get his route tree down and really made something of him. And it worked because he had this otherworldly speed. I mean, you have that with Xavier Worthy. He's a little bit skinnier, but he's a little taller. Might have to put some weight on him and probably projects to be a little bit less like Tyreek Hill and closer to like a Devontae Smith. But I think if you're talking about either of those players, Patrick Mahomes could make use of them. And I just think there's an aspect to that speed when you combine that with the mind of Andy Reid that becomes a little unbeatable. I just don't know if Worthy, just given that trade and given what people have seen teams do with that speed, will be there for the Chiefs at that position. That might be someone that they would have to trade up for. But again, I've seen Andy Reid with Tyreek, and again, not exactly the same player, but just that speed to me would give that team just that threat again that maybe they haven't had since Tyreek Hill left. Not that it's mattered in terms of championships, but again, I just think adding that element will help make the offense kind of on that level that the defense was last year.
Pete, last question, I'll get you out of here. I think the Broncos are a team to watch in this year's draft. Everybody is so fixated on Minnesota, and I get it, right? They got two first-round picks. They don't have a clear answer at quarterback. So, obviously, they're doing all of this to go get J.J. McCarthy. The Broncos are in a very similar spot. They don't have a quarterback either, and they also have a head coach who knows he can get the most out of the position. Look at what he did for Drew Brees. Hell, look at what he did last year for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson was a drastically different quarterback with him than he was with Nate Hackett the year before. I think people should watch out for the Broncos here making a move up to go grab J.J. McCarthy, or maybe moving up to three with New England or go grab Drake May.
They have to. I mean, I think you nailed it on the head. Look at their quarterback room. Before the other day, it was just Jared Stidham and Ben DiNucci, and now Zach Wilson is in there. Like, what if one of those three is going to be your starter? And even if you draft one of these quarterbacks, you know, maybe you are starting one of those veterans in like this weird position battle. You know, I know that they have a lot of positions to fill, and it would cost a lot to go up and get a quarterback. But man, we say it all the time. I've been in with you, you know, these past couple of years on these Wednesdays when we talk about the rest of the division, and they're always going through this. But the fact is, like, okay, you have all these holes, but if you have no quarterback, it doesn't even matter, right? It doesn't matter if every other position is filled. If you have no quarterback, you're out of the mix. And so, yeah, I think they are a team that could go up and get a quarterback. I also think that Sean Payton, by moving on from Russell Wilson, kind of announced that unintentionally or intentionally, whatever you want to call it. And so I think the Broncos will be in the play. And if you really look at some of these national newsbreakers that talk to every team, right, like in the top 10 and so on and so forth, they really think, as they say, S could hit the fan once you get to pick five. And so I know the Chiefs don't pick until 32. I would start watching again around, you know, pick 15, 16, 17. Who knows if the Chiefs would maybe trade up to that level. But there's a lot to pay attention to when it comes to the rest of the division, the rest of the NFL, early on in this NFL draft. Should be an exciting time once we get there tomorrow night.
Pete Sweeney, I'll get you out of here with this question. I am a believer that everybody has the quarterback that they thought was going to be a success in the NFL, like Matt Leiner. I thought Matt Leiner, remember, he got drafted by Arizona. They had Anquan Boldin and they had Larry Fitzgerald. You could not have told me that he wasn't going to be a guy that was going to be a multiple time Pro Bowler, was going to have some big time wins. I was a big Matt Leinart believer. I also like Josh Rosen. I think it's just, I fall for the good Pac-12 quarterback almost every single time. Who is that player for you? Who is that quarterback for you that you got wrong?
I think Mariota, and you know, maybe the height of his career was here in Kansas City when he threw the pass to himself and they were able to win that game. I mean, he just always looked like to me like he was going to be the next big thing, especially as we were kind of coming out of that Vic type of era. You were kind of looking for the next guy that was going to be that dual threat, and he never really panned out into that no doubt franchise quarterback, franchise starter. And I'll give you another one. I covered Mizzou legend Chase Daniel here in Kansas City, and I thought that he could maybe work himself into a starting job somewhere if he just got an opportunity. And boy, was I wrong about that when he got an opportunity with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chicago Bears and whatever, and it never panned out. And so, yeah, I think we all have our guys that we like over the years that don't pan out, but that's the fun part of this, right? You don't really hit on every pick. There are going to be some busts that happen tomorrow night and some guys that, you know, who knows, maybe work themselves into Hall of Fame career.
Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride, joining us on the show today. Pete, I hope that the intro was enough. Thank you, man.
Nixon 5.
Absolutely. That is Pete Sweeney joining us on the show today. I do agree with him. I do think the Knicks are going to win in 5. I think the Sixers maybe get one of these next two games in Philly. The Knicks win one of them. They go back to Madison Square Garden, and they leave with another win. The Knicks are... they have been very impressive this season, minus Julius Randle. We'll see if they can at least get to the conference finals. And if there's any team I think that could give the Celtics a little bit of problems, I think it could be the Knicks. We'll talk NBA coming up in a bit. I will give you an NBA minute. You guys know the rules. Every day that there is an NBA playoff game, I will give you at least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just one NBA thought. We'll continue our trip around 610 Sports Radio and going over the top storylines concerning the Chiefs in the draft. That's all coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by Deepest Wally Moore. Car, truck, or motorcycle wreck? Remember, Mike's got this on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Kansas City, it's Brett Veach. You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We're going to do a couple of different things here over the course of the next few minutes or so. But before we do any of that, we're going to be joined by Dusty Likens. We're going to get his thoughts really quickly on what he thinks the Chiefs should do in round one of the draft. Dusty, how you doing today, my man?
Man, I'm great, man. Just enjoying this nice weather, listening to some Bone Thugs and Harmony, man. Crossroads, top three banger all time with that group.
Dusty, I actually missed the first part of what you were saying because my headphones were unplugged. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Oh, man, somebody's got to quit stealing those headphones, man. We got to get some extra ones in the studio. But either way, no, I was saying I was enjoying the weather and listening to Bone Thugs and Harmony. I think Crossroads is probably a top three banger of theirs of all time.
You know what? I'm actually happy I didn't hear that the first time, and that's not something I would have repeated the second time. I looked down. I saw my headphone was unplugged and on the ground, and I heard you say top three banger, and I was thinking, what could it possibly be? I thought you were going to say something a lot better than Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony. All right, Dusty, I know you don't have a lot of time here. Let me get you out of here with this. What do you want the Chiefs to do in round one?
Man, I just want to keep going with speed. Go get Xavier Worthy. I know the 40 time can be a little scary. I've listened to Character Concerns podcast. I don't want it to be boring. It's been a boring draft in the first round the last couple of years. Go get some speed and bring back the Legion of Zoom. Hopefully he's available. Probably not. But that's my wish it, want it, do it, which is Xavier Worthy to go with Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and just set the world on fire.
All right, Dusty, man, I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot for hopping on today.
Hey, absolutely. Have a great day, Carrington.
Absolutely. That was Dusty Likens joining us on the show today. Dusty didn't have a whole lot of time. I would have got more of his thoughts. I don't want you guys to think that I was trying to shortchange Dusty on his time. I would never do that to Dusty. I assure you that would be the case. All right, Rob, before we're joined by Alex Gold, I want you to fire up a little bit of music here because you remember a couple of weeks ago, we went through the Brett Veach drafts and we gave a regrade on them. Now I want to do the exact same thing now, and let's play this game with John Dorsey and now see how John Dorsey did. Now I will be fair here. I'm going to remove the 2017 draft class. I know that he was the general manager, but somehow he gets no credit for drafting Patrick Mahomes. It is one of the weirdest things. I have my theory. No one agrees with my theory that we have now rewritten history to try to leave out John Dorsey and write in Brett Veach when none of us ever talked about Brett Veach. It was always about Dorsey and Ballard. No one knew who Brett Veach was when they drafted Mahomes, and now he is the only person that saw the greatest quarterback of all time. But you know what? I'm not here to share my propaganda. I'm here to give you other takes, other opinions. So I'm going to remove the 2017 draft class that we all agree is an A++++ because they got Patrick Mahomes and they got Kareem Hunt in the same draft class, which is absolutely incredible. I'm going to skip that. Rob, hit me. 2016. They didn't have a first-round pick. I don't even know why they didn't have a first-round pick in 2016. Do you know why they didn't have a first-round pick?
In 16?
They must have traded back.
This is Chris Jones,
yeah,
right? They traded back.
Okay, they traded back. All right, because I was like, hold on. They didn't pick in the first round, but they got Jones with 37. I forgot. Chris Jones, Kavari Russell, who never made the team. Kavari Russell was a top 75 pick and never played on the team. Parker Anger was the fourth round pick. Eric Murray, DeMarcus Robinson, Kevin Hogan, quarterback from
Stanford.
Tyreek Hill, DJ White, and Dottie Nicholas, the defensive end out of Virginia Tech. They had a lot of picks that year. Chris Jones, Kavari Russell, Parker Anger, Eric Murray, DeMarcus Robinson, Kevin Hogan, Tyreek Hill, DJ White, and Dottie Nicholas. Go ahead, Rob.
It's a B. They got two stars.
They drafted two Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but they had, what, eight picks? And you've never heard of the other six ever again. They traded Parker Anger away. Kavari Russell, you have to knock them for Russell. You have to. The guy didn't make training camp. He didn't make St. Joe. He didn't make it from OTAs to St. Joe.
How are we doing this?
B.
That's a B?
That's a B.
They got a Hall of Famer. With their first
pick.
They
got two Hall of Famers.
Parker Anger, who they turned him into Charvarius Ward.
Hold on, though.
That counts.
The next GM did that. When he got run out of town, the next GM said, that Anger guy stinks. I'm trading him. That wasn't John Dorsey. We can rewrite history.
And DeMarcus Robinson is going to play 10 years in the league.
DeMarcus Robinson's just, he's fine. He's
going to play 10 years in the league.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah, he ended up being, he's had a better career than Mecole Hardman's had.
100%. But there's a lot of anchors in that draft.
You know what? For all the jokes that we got off about DeMarcus Robinson, if Sky Moore turned out to be DeMarcus Robinson, that'd be a win. I'd be thrilled if that. If Kadarius Toney turned out to be DeMarcus Robinson, that would be a win. No, I'm not a B.
B, B plus.
I'm flabbergasted at this. What are you talking about?
I cannot believe you're not knocking them harder for Kavari Russell.
No. They got Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill.
Kavari Russell is one of the biggest misses in Chiefs draft history. The guy never played a snap in the league.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on.
That'd be like drafting an Arena Football League player in the third round. That's horrendous.
Yeah, and then if you drafted Adrian Peterson with the pick before, then I think I could look past it. 2015. Marcus Peters, Mitch Morse, Chris Conley, Steven Nelson, Ramiq Wilson, DJ Alexander, James O'Shaughnessy, Raheem Nunez-Rushes, and Deron Brown, who I'm not sure if Deron Brown is a real person.
That's a made-up like, make-a-player name.
Not 100% certain if Deron Brown is a real living human being. What are you giving that draft? If you're telling me the Tyreek Hill, Chris Jones draft class is a B, this is a D plus then.
I mean, the Tyreek Hill one's probably a B plus. That was probably too hard.
That's an A.
But you know what?
You're the only person not giving that draft class an A.
This one's probably getting a C plus. C plus. You got starters. None of them made the second contract. None of them. You got starters for 4 years. You passed the test, but you're not putting on your fridge. I want to hear you make this a good one. You trade Marcus Peters. You never re-sign Mitch Morse. You walk on Chris Conley, who was all hype, no game team.
Yeah, you got first-round value out of Marcus Peters and then traded him and got a second-round pick for him. That counts. You got a future asset for him.
Another time where that
Mitch
GM
Morse
didn't do
was
it.
Hurt all the time, but he was a starter for you. Chris Conley was a capable wide receiver. Steven Nelson was
trash.
Yeah, Steven Nelson.
Oh, but he's a 10-year pro. He's going to be in the league for 10 years.
That's a good pick. For the 98th overall pick, if you get Steven Nelson, you're not mad at that. And Raheem Nunez-Rushes is another guy that's played 8 years in the league, had a good career with the Chiefs, and then went on to the Indianapolis Colts.
C-plus.
I would give this a B-minus. Oh. This is a B-minus draft. That's a difference. That's the difference between a C-plus. C-plus, you get a talking to from the parents. A B-minus, they're okay. They leave you alone.
You're not getting a talking to at C-plus. C's and D's get degrees, baby.
If you get a C-plus, they're definitely telling you you can apply yourself and you can do better. You can.
That's that draft. You can do better, but it's not bad. C-plus.
2014. D. Ford, Philip Gaines, DeAnthony Thomas, Aaron Murray, Zach Fulton, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. They had 6 picks in this class. Ford, Gaines, Thomas, Murray, Zach Fulton, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
D plus. Is the best player Tardif?
D Ford had a good career with the Chiefs.
He had one good year with
D
the
Ford
Chiefs.
D Ford had a good career and then you turned him into a second round pick.
He had a singular good year. Don't say good career. Don't do that. Let's not play revisionist history. He had a singular good year. Other than that, he was most notable for
Zach
running
Fulton
the wrong.
Was a good pick in the 6th round.
Zach Fulton's a fine pick.
Zach Fulton and LDT were good picks.
Yeah, that's the saving grace. But Phil Gaines, trash.
I would give
trash.
This draft class a C+.
You give it a C+?
I give it a C+.
You're the nicest grader. You grade on a curve? What's happening over there?
That's an average draft class. That's an average draft class. You got a couple of starters. And then you turned it into future picks and future assets. That's a C+.
I'm gonna call gold. Let's just do the last one. I know John Dorsey's first draft. Can I just go ahead and give you my B or B-minus because Travis Kelce's great?
Okay, do you want to remove Kelce from it? We can remove Kelce.
If you want to remove Kelce, I think it gets
more
interesting.
If we're counting Kelce, it's an A. I don't care what you did on all these. Actually, it's an A anyway. They got Eric Fisher and Travis Kelce in that draft class. They got Eric Fisher, Travis Kelce, Nile Davis, who was a capable backup running back, Nico Johnson, Sanders Cummings. You want to talk about a guy that was all – Sanders Cummings had the most PTO of any NFL player I've ever seen. Eric Kush. I like Eric Kush. Braden Wilson and Mike Catapano.
What? I liked Eric Kush.
I just liked him on a personal human level. I mean, I liked him. I liked Eric Kush. I always enjoyed talking to him.
That's a B. That's a B. You got a capable starting left tackle. You got a Hall of Famer at tight end. Great job.
A Hall of Famer. Maybe the greatest tight end to ever live.
Great. I can't even diminish it. You took a running back in round two, and you're telling me.
Three. Oh, let's not do that with Nile Davis. He was the 96th pick.
He was a capable backup.
He was a capable backup.
What a success story. Capable backup in the third round. See, he was so capable when his contract expired, no one in the NFL wanted him. Just capability like you wouldn't believe.
He was a capable backup. All right.
Did he play football after Kansas City? Because that would maybe remove the term capable.
Somebody said, I want to hear Rob do the Patriots. That might be what we do next. I just want to go through a draft class and hear it. Because my goodness. You know, that's y'all man's. I don't fool with Rob. I really don't. Someone on the text line says, when you hope to get two starters per draft, Rob thinks drafting two Hall of Fame players in one draft is a B. That's what I don't know. I don't know why you guys listen to Rob on these topics. I really don't. Makes no sense to me. You have to draft all pros to get an A. Yeah, that's what you got to do. The only way you can get an A is if you draft Patrick Mahomes. If you don't draft Mahomes, you can't get an A in Rob's redrafts. All right, let's go to the phone line. Alex Gold, how are you doing? I don't know if you were listening to the show before, but I don't know what Rob's talking about.
I honestly didn't catch what Rob said. Who knows what Rob said? I don't know what he said before.
You know what? That's Alex, you're like most of Kansas City. I don't know what Rob said either. Alex, I appreciate you making time for us today. I know that you're a busy, busy man. There's so many things that you could do, but I appreciate you being here with us and breaking down the draft with us. What do you want the Chiefs to do tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I want a left tackle. You know, last year I wanted them to take a left tackle, and they didn't. I think when you take a look at how they've built this team, and we feel good, I'm sure, about the interior of this offensive line. They spent some money on Jawan Taylor, who hopefully improves. But I want a franchise left tackle, and I think in order to do that, they might have to trade up, though. That's the only tricky part. You know, Kingsley Suamataia or the Tyler Guyton kid out of Oklahoma are both potential options, but I don't know if they can just sit there at 32 and get the left tackle. So that's what I want them to do. I'm thinking a little bit more that they may not be able to go left tackle, though, because based on some reporting today from Dan Graziano, it sounds like a lot of teams feel like they're going to have to trade up to get that top-tier tackle.
Yeah, it's weird to see the posturing right now that's happening in the league. Like, there's a lot of overvaluing of wide receivers. I would say there's an overvaluing on the quarterback position, at least when it comes to J.J. McCarthy. And now we're doing the same thing on tackle. It is funny to hear in the same vein, the same draft analysts tell me how this is the deepest at these positions ever, yet there's going to be such an urgency to move up in the draft to go get those same guys too. It's like, hold on, wait, which one is it? I mean, if it's going to be a really deep draft, some teams are going to opt to wait it out and they think they're going to get, you know, first round value in the second round or third round, or you think there's a separation between the top prospects in that position group versus the others.
I think that last part is maybe where it's at with the tackle, where it's like, okay, it's a deep wide receiver draft to where you can go and get a pretty decent wide receiver in the second or third round, which we saw the Chiefs go do a year ago. But at tackle, you know, a lot of guys that are listed as tackle out of college, as we know, maybe end up playing guard in college or play right tackle or play guard in the NFL or right tackle in the NFL. And so I think the top tier talent at tackle, maybe there's only four guys max that could actually come in and step in and start at left tackle for the Chiefs, which is always, you know, a question, will Andy Reid start a rookie? I think if you trade up and get a tackle in the first round, then that guy's going to start over Wanya Morris. But if you wait till the second or third or later, then that guy's just being brought in to compete with Wanya Morris, which at that point I'm kind of just, let's go back to the veteran route again and just bring back a Donovan Smith type.
Right now, we're talking to Alex Gold joining us on the show today. Alex, it sounds like you and I actually agree on this. If you're asking me, everything is equal. I would like for them to go get a left tackle. I want them to go get Tyler Guyton. But if they drafted A.D. Mitchell with the 32nd overall pick, I am not starting the show on Friday disappointed that they drafted A.D. Mitchell. I would look at it like, hey, he was a really successful college wide receiver. You now put him into this system, this scheme, and you're going to allow him to develop on his own pace. Hey, Mitchell's got a chance to be a really good player.
Oh, no doubt. Look, positionally, wide receiver or tackle, I mean, if it's either of those positions, I don't think you can really be freaking out too much for sitting there at the landing tomorrow night and they take a tackle at 32 or they trade up for a tackle or the same thing applies with wide receiver. I think they both are significant needs. I think one has a chance to, you know, maybe step in and help you right away, talking about tackle, whereas the wide receiver, which is not a bad thing, for next year, you may not need that wide receiver to step in and be a huge factor, but they only have one wide receiver under contract after this next season, and it's Rashee Rice, or two, I guess, Rashee Rice and Sky Moore, and that's it. After that, Hollywood Brown's probably gone, and Tony, and keep Justin Watson, whoever else you think is going to be part of this wide receiver room. But A.D. Mitchell, it's funny you bring him up, because that's probably the wide receiver that's been mentioned the most, and is he at a point where now you got to trade up to get him? I mean, if you buy into the speculation, you may not be able to sit at 32 and get him. The reason why I like him is I think, you know, for all the complaining that they didn't draft George Pickens a year or two ago, to me, this guy might be what you liked about George Pickens. You know, I think, you know, we've been looking at the wide receiver room for a couple of years. They've struggled to have guys since Tyreek Hill that can go deep but also track the ball and go and get the freaking football. And to me, that's what A.D. Mitchell brings to the table versus some of the other wide receivers. You know, the Franklin kid out of Oregon has been brought up. I don't know if that's going to be the guy you want to take in the first round that's going to actually give you the deep passing ability because he doesn't track the ball as well.
Right now we're talking to Alex Gold joining us on the show today to get his thoughts on the NFL draft and the Chiefs and what he think they could potentially do this weekend. Gold, is there a position outside a left tackle or wide receiver that you really want the Chiefs to target over the next couple of days?
So I've gone back and forth on this because, look, you can talk me into the defensive line. My issue is they just spent, you know, a pick last year in the, at pick 32 on the defensive line. And I know if you look further out, who's maybe under contract in a couple of years, and there's only like three or four guys. So I'm not going to hate it. But I think that my third choice would actually be corner, just to continue building up the quarterback room to pair McDuffie with another top flight corner while you still have some good depth with Watson and Joshua Williams. You could start to talk me into that because I think maybe at corner you could, at best player available, get what the third best corner potentially even at 32. Maybe somebody disagrees with me on that, but I think there's a chance you could actually get, you know, the third, fourth best at that position versus taking the sixth or seventh best wide receiver.
That is Alex Gold joining us on the show today, a man who has so much to do, but was gracious enough to give us just a little bit of his time to talk about this. Gold, thank you so much.
Well, anything for you, C-Dot.
You know what? I appreciate you. That's Alex Gold joining us on the show today. Coming up on the other side, Rob and I deep dive into a topic that we have never deep dive into before. It is part movie, part sports, part... Well, I'll explain. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
I'm trying to run a professional show here. That's what I'm trying to do. You think this is funny? It's not funny.
Brought to you by DePasquale Moore. Car wreck? Get the money you deserve. Mike's got this on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Kansas City, it's Trent McDuffie. You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Rob, I think you and I really started to become very close friends when we realized that there were two things that we both were very passionate about. We obviously both love sports. We also have, for the most part, very similar taste in movies. We are actually both going to see a movie later today, going to see Challenger starring Zendaya. And you and I earlier today were debating. I think that Zendaya is the best actress in the world right now. We were having a conversation about that. There is one movie that you and I have never talked about before that I think now is the time to talk about. The movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner. I just want to get your opinion on the trait. So for those of you that have seen the movie and maybe you haven't seen the movie, Kevin Costner is the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and it goes over basically a 24-hour period of what it's like to be a general manager on the day of the NFL draft. Well, there is the first big trade of the movie. The Cleveland Browns have the 7th overall pick. They trade all the way up to the number 1 overall pick. They obviously give up their 7th round pick, so it's a pick swap. And they give up their next 2 first round picks to move up to number 1. Now, everyone thinks that they're going to get a specific player. I don't want to spoil it for you, but that's not who they get. They get Rob's favorite position. They take a linebacker, RIP to Chadwick Boseman, with the number 1 overall pick. Rob, how would you rate the first trade in the movie Draft Day?
First off, I always view Chadwick Boseman's character as a pass rusher. Because remember the scene where he's like, watch what happens when I sack Callahan. Look at Callahan after I sack Callahan. You're not seeing a linebacker. They say he get 3.5 sacks. He's an edge rusher. They just didn't know the terminology at the time. He's an edge. I don't like the trade at all, but it doesn't matter because I wouldn't have traded 3 first-round picks and a 7th to get Von Miller, basically, but it doesn't matter. I don't like the trade.
You're telling me Von Miller with the number 1 overall pick's a bad trade? Now, you definitely overpaid for Von Miller.
That's why I don't like it.
But if you got Von Miller, like, if you're going to overpay... Overpaying for a franchise pass rusher is not a bad trade. A guy who won Super Bowl MVP with the team that drafted him.
Let me ask you this, though.
If you're going to overpay for a pass rusher, that's a position to overpay for. Really quickly, before you go on, we do not give Chadwick Boseman enough credit for his range. He could play Von Miller. He could play Thurgood Marshall. He could play James Brown. He also could play Jackie Robinson and a superhero all in one lifespan. Let's pay respects to Chadwick Boseman's range here.
I mean, RIP to a king.
Absolutely.
Let me say
T'Challa?
Let me say this about the movie, though. One of the big plot points is when he's pushing to draft Chadwick Boseman at 1-1, basically everyone in his war room, including his real jerk of a coach, Dennis Leary, is telling him ad nauseum, you could have gotten that guy at 7. Like, you're right. Von Miller at 1-1 would have worked, but giving up all those assets to get a guy that in the hypothetical movie world, you could have got at 7 seems foolish to me. But again, I dislike the trade because the value was outlandish.
No, the value is absolutely outlandish. I don't disagree with you at all that that it's bad. I don't disagree with you one single bit. All right. There was another trade in the movie.
This is when the movie becomes a little more unbelievable as a football fan because they're wheeling and dealing like you never see in the NFL.
There was another trade in the film. He traded for the 6th overall pick. So he was at 7. He then moves up for the 6th overall pick. And then he gives up 3 number 2 picks, 3 second round picks to move up 1 spot in the NFL draft. Rob, he was at 7. He then gave up 3 second round picks to move from 7 to 6. Absolute lunacy. He should have been fired right there on the spot. You cannot do this. This is GM malfeasance. Not Kevin Costner. Not the man that was protecting Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
I think he had a little bit of leeway because he was sleeping with the cat person.
Which you should not be able to do.
I mean,
and the thing was, he was sleeping with the cat person, and it wasn't like some secret. It was like she was pregnant.
she was pregnant.
Everybody knew. Like, no. Brett Veach and the person who manages the cat cannot be romantically interested in each other. They can be. One of them can't work there anymore. That is not how this works. No. You guys cannot be in a relationship. I actually think this trade is more ridiculous than the first one.
I mean,
moving from 7 to 6 and giving up 3 years of second round picks to move up one spot is it's insane. Absolutely insane.
Yeah, this is when I was like, all right, the movie's kind of lost the plot a little bit. Yes, this is, if I was giving that trade a grade, bad.
All right. And then
I say, there's another one, I believe.
No, there's another trade.
Which is the least believable of all three.
Another thing about this part of the movie that's actually really, really funny to me, like another part about the movie, is Jacksonville's general manager, if you haven't seen it, is the biggest dummy I have ever seen. Like, we have seen some movies. Like, you know, most movies have the bumbling criminal, you know? Like, this person, how is this person a mastermind of something criminal? I, for the most part, think that, like, you can't get to this job without, like, some measure of intelligence. The Jacksonville Jaguars general manager in the movie Draft Day is one of the dumbest characters I have potentially ever seen in a movie. Like, potentially ever seen in a film. And then he then calls the Seahawks back. He gets his first round picks. He then takes a running back with the 6th overall pick. He has 2 top 7 picks, and he takes a linebacker with one, a running back with the other one. What a stupid movie. I love Draft Day. I really do love it. It is a very, very stupid movie.
I mean this seriously. Like, at the end, they're like, wow, he really made he dominated the draft. Like, they cut, like, Rich Eisen being like, what a great job by Sonny, whatever his name is, to handle this draft. If a GM tomorrow night wheels and deals out of one over to get to one overall and takes a linebacker and then wheels and deals like a running back with the 6th overall pick, there is not a person on human earth. They'll be like, great job. You nailed it. That is foolish behavior.
Someone on the text line says, sad and crazy as it seems about Draft Day, is actually not that far off and how badly run that franchise has been. I mean, nah, it was even worse. It was even worse. My bad. They couldn't have moved up to one spot. My bad. They didn't have a first round pick. They then traded three second round picks to move up to number 6 overall. My bad. I misspoke.
To take a running back. Oh, and they convinced the Jets.
They did, but they did get their first round picks back. I mean, let's at least they did do that. Yeah.
Was it the Jags? I know we're up against break. Was it the Jags or Seahawks GM that just threw in an all pro kick returner to the trade too, just because he asked?
David Putney.
That's who it was. Yeah,
they got David Putney. Yeah,
he puts it on the list. Like, hey, who's that kick returner we like? Oh, yeah. He's an all pro.
You can't hold on. First off, you're gonna fleece me in a trade, and I'm giving you Joshua Cribbs. No, you do not get both.
You get Devin Hester.
No.
Only because we paused for 5 seconds.
Yeah, no,
foolish.
I'm not giving you all of that. Now you want Trendon Holiday in a trade. No, it's go get Trendon Holiday from somebody else. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to talking about the actual NFL draft. That's next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.